distance from primates. There have been in history many distinctions between higher and lower forms of humans. For the Greeks, there were the Greeks and the barbarians, those people of the north who uttered amorphous sentences similar to the Attic ear to an animal's shrieks. For the English, a higher form of life was the gentleman's. Contrary to today's definition, a gentleman's life was practiced through idleness and a code of behavior that included, along with a set of manners, the avoidance of work beyond the necessities of comfortable subsistence. For New Yorkers, there are those with a Manhattan zip code and those with such a thing as a Brooklyn or worse, Queens address. For the earlier Nietzsche, there was the Apollonian compared to the Dionysian. For the better known Nietzsche, there was the Übermensch, something his readers interpret however it suits them. For a modern Stoic, a higher individual subscribes to a dignified system of virtue that determines elegance in one's behavior and the ability to separate results from efforts. All of these distinctions aim at lengthening the distance between us and our relatives among other primates. I keep insisting that, when it comes to decision-making, the distance between us and these hairy cousins is far shorter than we think. I propose that if you want a simple step to a higher form of life, as distant from the animal as you can get, then you may have to denarrate, that is, shut down the television set, minimize time spent reading newspapers, ignore the blogs. Train your reasoning abilities to control your decisions. Nudge System 1, the heuristic or experiential system, out of the important ones. Train yourself to spot the difference between the sensational and the empirical. This insulation from the toxicity of the world will have an additional benefit. It will improve your well-being. Also, bear in mind how shallow we are with probability, the mother of all abstract notions. You don't have to do much more in order to gain a deeper understanding of things around you. Above all, learn to avoid tunneling. A bridge here to what's to come. The Platonic blindness I illustrated with the casino story has another manifestation: focusing. To be able to focus is a great virtue if you're a watch repairman, a brain surgeon, or a chess player. But the last thing you need to do when you deal with uncertainty is to focus. You should tell uncertainty to focus, not us. This focus makes you a sucker. It translates into prediction problems, as we'll see in the next section. Prediction, not narration, is the real test of our understanding of the world.